Shoes. Recorded live.
Welcome. My name is Brenda Lanoff, creator of the Brenda's Mindful Healing Show and Whispering Energetic Healing. I'm a intuitive counselor, energy healer, and speaker. And I work with many individuals with challenging health issues around the world with Skype and on phone. One of the things that I love to do is interview people, have them come on as a guest, and have them share what their passion is. And tonight I have the honor of interviewing a fellow practitioner who does many, many different types of healing work. Her name is Cindy Okruje. And Cindy is an intuitive energy healing practitioner who loves to empower individuals and families to reclaim their health, wealth, and happiness. Cindy learned early in life the power of the human body to heal itself. Retired from an international nursing career of 38 years, Cindy has a keen interest in other methods of healing the body, mind, and soul. This led her to become a Reiki master teacher, advanced to certified NAET practitioner, certified emotion body code practitioner, certified T3 dimensional therapy practitioner, and now human design specialist. So Cindy provides distance healing sessions worldwide through phone or Skype. Now in this show, Cindy's going to introduce us to human design. And for the lucky listeners that call in, then Cindy's going to help you create, or she's going to create your human design chart with focused mini reading during this air demonstration. So the human design blueprint is unique. And Cindy's going to introduce us to this human design. And I am excited to learn about it. I hadn't had a chance to really look into this this human design chart process. And so, yeah, welcome, Cindy. I'm really keen and interested in learning about this human design, and welcome to the show.
Thank you, Brenda. It's really a pleasure to be here with you today. Go ahead.
Cindy, you have such a vast background. Very interesting. You were in international nursing career. Did that take you in different places in the world, or was that throughout the United States? Or
I worked at different places, not only in the U.S., but I worked in the Middle East, Saudi Arabia, Jordan, and the country of Qatar.
Okay, very interesting. And isn't the international work, it just opens up your eyes, doesn't it? Like you come back a changed person. You're never the same.
Very true. You start to learn that you can skin a cat many different ways with the same result.
Yeah, interesting. So, Cindy, again, like you have many, many different healing modalities under your belt, and if you can just introduce us to this whole human design. I really don't know anything about it. I know that it's about decision making, and that's about it. And just to give some background information, so I spoke to Cindy about, you know, coming on and doing this show. I just gave her some real like basic information and my birth date, etc. And Cindy pulled together a chart, which is really quite interesting, and we'll get into that here today, because I would love for you, if you can explain, you know, in this type of format, what that is and how that works. So tell me about the human design. What attracted you to this particular process?
Well, I first heard a talk by a lady named Karen Curry about human design in 2012, and I started taking some of her courses. I was attracted to it because I was struggling with communication in my marriage. And what she shared opened my eyes to not only the strategy that would help me best make decisions, but also the differences between different types of people and how it makes a difference how we communicate with each other. And some ways are more effective, some ways much less so. And we're all brought up and taught pretty much the same thing. We're all taught that you can just go out and do what you need to do, that you have to be assertive, that you know, there's so many different things we can probably each think of that we've been taught this is how you have to be. Human design itself is a synthesis of Eastern and Western astrology, the Chinese I Ching, the Kabbalah or Tree of Life, the Hindu chakra system, and modern quantum physics. It is a unique and powerful system of knowledge that can help us make the right decisions consistently under any circumstances. And as you mentioned, your personal human design chart is calculated from your birth data, the date, the time you were born, and the location you were born. And it gives you very specific knowledge about your personality traits, your health, your personal psychology, your talents, your wisdom, and your vulnerabilities. The chart, or otherwise called a body graph, looks like it's done differently by different, I'll say, authors, but the one that mm-hmm. I use looks like a big triangle with our head and really mostly like the chakras going down from our head, kind of the center of our head, our throat. There are two for the heart. Our solar plexus is there. There's a spleen center there. There's a sacral center and a root center. So it's very much in that way, looks like a chakra system in the body graph. And there are lines that are connecting all these different sections. There's some triangles, squares, a diamond. Some are colored in and some are white. And all the connections have little numbers next to them, which correspond to the 64 I Ching patterns. So when you look
Cindy,
at this, I'm sorry.
Cindy, what is I Ching? Was that how you pronounce it? What does that mean?
The Chinese I Ching system. It's an Eastern astrology system, and they have a series of 64 trigrams which have meaning and significance. I haven't memorized all 64 yet.
Okay. Well, it's amazing. I'm looking at this chart that you sent me, and it's amazing. It looks so mathematical as well.
I agree. There's a lot of math that's also in the system. Now, in spite of the many esoteric components of the human design system, it is very unique. It's very much a map of how we process our energy, our unique decision-making strategies, our gifts, talents, drives, and also our potential pain. It is not a prediction tool. It is not a divination tool. It is more like an instruction manual that can help you understand yourself and learn the best way for you to have the life that you desire. With the human design, you can learn your decision-making strategy that brings clarity into your life. It explains who we are in great detail, our life purpose. It helps us understand our emotions, but also the emotions of others. One of the great gifts of this is we learn that we are not wrong. I think many times we've grown up thinking, oh, I can't do that like everyone else. Something's wrong with me. You know, this person, look at what they're doing. I'm not good enough. I can't be anything like that. And what you learn is this is who I am and this is who I am not. So that you'll, you know, most people often find that, oh, that makes so much sense because that's how I am. And then other people find, oh my gosh, I have not been living in at all in harmony with how I'm designed. This is going to change my life. So it allows us to accept ourselves. And then the other joy of it is it also allows us to accept others for who they are and allow them to also be who they are. And I know I found that it really helped me improve the quality of my relationship with my husband because we had a better understanding and acceptance of each other for who we were. It can help you find the right type of work that is good for you. And it's all very much not personal. Each of us is a unique piece of the puzzle in the divine order of the universe. Now, as I work with body code and I work with clients, I start to hear stories in the issues that they want to work on that many of us may have in life. But also knowing human design, and when I look at their human design, I get this sense and then confirm it by looking at their design that they're living not in alignment with their human design strategy, and it's creating these huge struggles. So helping them understand themselves and how they can adjust their expectations, communication styles, decision-making styles, they're able to start becoming happier. Let me give you a couple of the, sorry?
Yeah, it just sounds very interesting, Cindy. And I can see how this would work so well with, you know, for example, the emotion code, body code, working so well, a great addition and a great addition to really anything that's out there. Very, very interesting. So, yes, please go on. This is really interesting.
Well, I'll give you some examples. Only about 8% of the people in the world can just go out and do it and be successful at that strategy. The rest of us, we try it and it doesn't work. And, you know, there's so many coaches out there that's what they tell everyone to do because that's who they are. Another issue, a lot of us have trouble being and feeling heard by other people. And the big issue that causes that is we do not have what we call in human design language a motor to the throat. And so we have to use a different strategy in order to get out what we want to say and to be heard by others. Otherwise, we might feel like we're talking into the wind. Another example is about half the people in the world have the potential to be empathic because they have what's called an open emotional center, and I'll show you that more in your example, the difference that can make. And with that, again, there are different strategies on how not to be so affected by other people and their emotions.
And isn't that so important? You know, 50% are empaths.
Mm-hmm.
50% what we're taking in from other people, how we are taking in emotions that are not even ours, but we're owning it as our own. So it's actually quite comforting to hear that there's, you know, 50%. I didn't realize that that's such a high number. That I find that quite surprising, actually.
Well, not everybody allows themselves to be aware of that ability or capability.
Mm-hmm.
But they have that potential, and they may be affected by it in ways they don't realize.
Well, I think it'd be really interesting for you to go through this chart, and if somebody else would like to have you know, a mini reading, because it's a demonstration by Cindy. It's obviously very, very, there's a lot of components to it, and it takes time for her to do this, but it certainly gives us an idea of what to expect. So, Cindy, if you want to go through the chart that you sent to me, and as you described it, there's a lot of symbols, look similar to the chakra chart with triangles and squares and lots of numbers within the squares and triangles. And so, yes, if you could just go through, and I'm very interested what that is and what it means.
In order to get to that point and introduce it, what I'd like to say is there are five main types of individuals in the world. One is the people that can just do it, which are we call the manifestors. They are all about bringing thoughts and actions into manifested form. Secondly, are the projectors, who are here to manage, guide, and advise with pearls of wisdom. That's about 20% of the population. Then overall, we have, I'll call us the worker bees, the generators and the manifesting generators. Pure generators are about 35% of the population, and they're here to work and keep the planet buzzing. The manifesting generators are another 35% of the population. They're here to initiate workforce and life force projects with a caveat, I'll say. And then only about 1% of the people in the world are here to reflect the health of the community. So with that, I'd like to turn to your chart, Brenda. In your chart, you are a projector. And as a projector, you are here to be a director, manager, and guide to other people. Projectors often can walk into a situation, they can read the situation very well, and understand what people need to do in order to accomplish things. The projector type, however, has an emotional theme of bitterness, because they are one of the groups that do not have a motor to the throat, so they have a challenge being heard, which leads to their strategy. The most important thing that a strategy can do for the big things, such as love, career, living conditions, or moving, is to wait to be invited. Those invitations, sometimes people may put on a projector that they seem lazy, but it's not really true. Sometimes there may be time between invitations. It's very interesting because This is kind of interesting. Projectors theoretically do not have their own sustainable energy. However, because you, in the areas in the chart that are white, that we call it open, and the meaning of an open area means that your energy is variable in those areas because you're picking up on other people's energy. And not only are you picking up on other people's energy, you're amplifying it. The areas that are colored are defined and consistent. So we have consistent energy in the areas that are colored in. So, because a projector's sacral energy is open, it's always white, and you're picking up on other people's energy around you, the struggle is to know when is enough enough. Sometimes you can get to the point where it's like you're an Energizer bunny and just don't know when to stop. So the folks around us can try and help us understand, okay, now it's time just to, you know, have some rest. With the bitterness that projectors often hear is because they have to struggle to be heard and recognized, as well as getting things started. If someone, a projector, starts or initiates a conversation, you may be understood, you may be or misunderstood, ignored, and it may damage your self-esteem and become bitter. You may also be seen by others as being controlling. However, what will happen if you wait to be recognized? You will be asked and invited to share your wisdom with the world. You are here to be wise about energy, especially workforce and life force energy, and you intuitively know what others need to be doing to be the most effective and make the best use of their energy, and this is your gift.
Very interesting. Very interesting. Gee.
So.
Yeah, I've never heard of this before. And I think it's just a fantastic, I don't know if you want to call it tool or technique or process to work with anything. Very, very good.
Yeah, the biggest fear of a projector is to not be asked or invited. And that's where, as a projector, it's important to learn to trust. A projector who waits for others to ask will be asked by the right people who value your wisdom. And when you're living your strategy, you become more magnetic and attractive. Your aura will say, ask me a question. I know the answer, and I would love to share it with you. So oftentimes while you're waiting between invitations, you may experience you're preparing for the next big thing. And so one thing that's very important is to pay attention to your inner directives and desires. That exploring will help you to be prepared. Your process may be slower than some other people around you. Don't compare yourself. They have a different strategy. What works for you will give you more sustainable energy and the recognition that will make your soul sing. And a work way, in a business aspect, it's important to use the word invitation liberally. Or, for example, to say, may I share my thoughts with you? When you have permission, go for it. I have some insight. May I share that with you? When you get a yes, people will listen to you. If you get no, just be wise enough to let it drop. They may come back to you later or not. The a story I have to tell here, my husband's a projector. And this was a big, big thing that I needed to learn about him, because he would always start talking to me and then get really, really mad when I didn't hear him. And I had to learn to kind of give him and honor him with an invitation that would be consistently, yes, I want to listen to you. I invite you to share that with me.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't always ready to do that. And it took a lot of learning on my part as well.
And I could see where that, again, would that opens up the love. That opens up the relationship.
Mm-hmm. He feels heard. Mm-hmm. I honor him also to give him what he needs. And, yeah, I agree with you. One thing about projectors is projectors do not have an innate ability to know themselves. And one of the reasons talking to other people is so important is that by talking about your decisions with other people, you can see your decisions reflected through somebody else's energy.
Mm-hmm.
And then as you talk about that, then you get more the, oh, okay, that's not really what I want, or yes, this is a much better thing for me.
Yeah.
If you have picked up energy from other people, you may need time alone to discharge other people's energies, because you can be so sensitive to those energies from other people. And so that time to restore and recharge your own energy is important.
Yes, and I definitely, that is very true for me, is picking up other people's energy. And that's, I find that very difficult. And as an empath, to not pick up, I mean, that's part of what we do. You know, this is how we do our work. And it's frustrating. I think it's frustrating for anyone that does any type of, healing work. You know, how do they not hold on to that? And I know there's a lot of techniques and, tools, then, and that you could learn. But still, at the end of the day, you could be holding on to that as an empath, and it can really drain you. So you're feeling totally exhausted physically and emotionally, mentally. So very interesting. Is there anyone that would like to have Cindy work with them? I see a guest number 7. I don't know where you're calling in from, but feel free to speak up.
Yeah, my name is Carmen, and I'm calling from Toronto, Canada.
Great, Carmen. Thanks for coming on. So, Cindy, we're about halfway through. Carmen, you and Cindy can just start working together for in the next 20 minutes or so. And again, this is sort of a demonstration for Cindy, but very, very interesting. So I'm just going to hand it over to you, Cindy, to work with Carmen.
Carmen, the first thing that I would like to know is your birth date.
January 13th, 1959.
And do you know what time you were born, approximately?
That's interesting. Not quite. My mother said I was kind of born between 5 and 6, so I muscle tested, and the time that came up was 5:19 p.m.
Okay, so, and another piece of information that I need is also, where were you born?
Toronto, Ontario.
Canada in my system. And Can I have your last name?
Certainly, it's Derkinderen, Derkinderen. Derkinderen.
So I've put in the time that you gave me.
Yeah.
And what I see here is that, wow, what a great chart. You
okay.
are one of those 8% of people that can just go out and do it. And
yeah.
Now, your body graph type is called a manifester, and you are all about bringing thoughts and actions into manifested form. You're here to start conversations, businesses, groups. Your strategy, okay, one of the issues that manifestors can have is you get angry. Anger is a big thing because you're very independent. You want to go out and start and do things. And you can be angry because people aren't keeping up with you. You're so fast. Think of yourself as a speeding bullet train.
Mm-hmm.
And people also get very angry with you because they wanted to get on the train, but you didn't stop. You didn't even stop for them.
Mm.
So one of the things that's really important is that you learn to inform others before taking action, and vice versa, for them to inform you, because that way it's not your natural style. It's something you would have to learn to do, but you'll find that what you want to accomplish will be more effective, because you do need also some of the energy of other people. One of the things that I notice in your chart, you're very intuitive. You have an angle in your chart called the verbal gunslinger. And what, I don't know, have you ever had the experience that people are kind of shocked by what you say?
I don't know.
Or that it comes out in a way that you didn't really intend to?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Yeah, like even the angry thing kind of is not me. Everything else you kind of said was pretty bang on.
I'm going to get one more thing. Now, manifestors also do not have sustainable energy.
Okay.
And as a manifester, you're going to have lots of ideas, different things that come up, all kinds of things that you'd like to do.
Yeah.
Or create. And what you may find is that not all of them are going to stick, and that's okay. One of the best ways to deal with this is imagine things and working through things in your imagination.
Mm-hmm.
And because of that, then you may realize, oh, this isn't really what I want to do. And then you can, rather than having to actually try it, do it, and have it not work out for you. So,
okay.
Your energy, by informing others, because you have the energy to start things without waiting, You have a powerful voice and a powerful presence. People might be uneasy around you. There's an aura of mystery, especially if they don't really know what you're up to. So when they know what you're doing, they can calm down and not get upset with you or feel left out because you're going so fast. Whereas you might think, I got there efficiently and with great speed. What's the problem?
Mm-hmm.
You may, one of the reasons that you might have become angry or upset is because you may feel like other people are trying to control you. And that is more because they don't really know what's going on and what direction things
right.
are going in. It does not mean you have to change what you're doing if you inform them. You're just letting them know what to expect.
Right.
And by other people informing you, it will help you feel more loved and respected.
Okay.
And to some people, it's a possibility because you do not have sustainable energy. Sometimes some people may think you're lazy, but you're not really. Okay? And you have
right.
a big job. There are a lot of us that are waiting for what you initiate to give us something to respond to.
Right.
And so, therefore, sometimes manifestors may look a little bit like a loner or a slacker, but it's also because you need the time to discharge the energy because you're picking up that energy from other people around you and amplifying it in certain places.
Okay.
And so rest and retreat is vital for maintaining your health so that you do not burn out.
Right.
And when going to sleep, it's important to lie down and rest before you are really tired. If you wait until you're really tired, you may have very poor sleep quality.
Right.
Or struggle with insomnia and wakefulness at night.
Well, yeah, I do struggle with that, but I do relax for quite a while before I get to bed.
Yes, and that's very, very important for you.
Yeah.
And you may actually sleep better by yourself.
I prefer that now.
Yeah. Hey.
Unfortunately, because when it comes to sleep, it's just I want to wake up feeling rested, which I struggle with. It's something I'm working on, but
so lying down to rest before you feel tired is a very important strategy for you.
Oh, that's really simple for me to do. I'm just very drawn to doing that.
Yay!
It just feels right.
That's great. And
yep.
do you find that people tend to blame you for things?
No, not at all.
Wonderful. There is a gate that in your
mm-hmm.
chart that is, on one hand, it's all about self-love, but
right.
the low expression, it's about blaming others blaming you.
I think when it comes to blame, it's blaming self. There's not a lot of blame around towards others or that coming to me. I think that's how it's manifested for me. It's just, towards myself.
Well, one of the things to learn about yourself then is about loving yourself.
Yeah, that's my journey.
Does that resonate for you at all from what Cindy's
oh, yeah.
saying?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, there were some things that were bang on. A few things were kind of not really me, but
well, sometimes what happens, it's called conditioning.
Yeah.
And because in certain aspects of our life, we've been taught by other people how to behave based on their energy. For example, the family that we come from.
Right.
So we often call that the not self, because it's something that we have to learn, and the actual what is called deconditioning process can take up to 7 years to go, hey, I do this, but this is not really, let me work more in harmony with what my true self is.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things, you also have a defined will center and a good sense of direction about where you want to go. And your defined will center, a lot of people don't have the energy and resources to push through if they want to get something done. Only
right.
1/8 of people in the world have that. And you
wow.
do have that energy defined. You also have an open emotional center, as well as some very intuitive centers in your chart. And
right.
your open emotional center, you're amplifying other people's emotions. And so one of the things to learn about that is to become more of a sieve and not a sponge.
Okay.
The question I always like to teach people to ask is, does this belong to me? When you go,
oh, okay.
Well, that's not mine, then it's much easier to let it go.
Right. Okay, interesting. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Some good tools, isn't it, is to
yeah.
ask that question, is this really mine?
Mm-hmm.
Because the more I find, the more that I ask that question and I test that, and everybody can learn to do that if you've never tested before, but I'm finding out that it's, most of it's not even mine.
Wow.
So, yeah.
So it's like just energies that you've kind of absorbed from
mm-hmm.
other people or, yeah.
Right, and how much they affect us in our day-to-day life and how our energies are leaking.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. And you know, I do my best to try and shield myself and, you know, do all of those protocols and you know, just getting back to the manifesting thing, you know, I am a great manifester, but mm-hmm. I started off with a huge spark.
Yes.
When I really connect to something and I feel it to my core and then I just take off and I'm very jazzed about it and I'm very engaged and you know, I can really engage people very easily, just in a very, you know, comfortable, not kind of a pushy way, just sharing from my passion and you know, this has happened to me about 3 times in life around businesses that I've wanted to start, where I've kind of come across something that's really, really been my passion. You know, something I could see myself doing and earning a good living and enjoying, you know, what I'm doing. And then I just kind of get to a point where it's kind of almost like it's almost like a light switch just kind of gets turned off. And it's kind of just really strange. But anyways, that's what I'm working on right now. You know, just clearing blocks and just kind of cleaning that kind of stuff up, you know?
Absolutely. One of the things to be aware of, too, that you may need to push past in relationship to, you have a defined spleen center, and the spleen is a source of fears. It's about survival and time and intuition.
Okay.
And some of the energies that you have that are defined in that are the gate of struggle, the fear,
right.
or the fear that life has no meaning, but it's also all about adventure,
right?
Fear of failing, and also Fear of the past, and that's really more about learning from the past.
Right.
And fear of the future.
Right.
So those fears are actually short-lived, so it's important to know that you can just push past those.
Okay.
Just make your decision and do that. And do understand that your energy is not sustainable. So
yeah,
you
know what?
Need
I really
to rest.
Yeah. I know that about myself. Okay.
Okay.
That's great. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
Excellent. Thanks for coming on. And I'm really pleased that you're able to get a reading with Cindy. It's a wonderful opportunity. So that's great.
Thank you so much.
Cindy's going to be giving her information here as to her website and if you want to follow up with her.
Great. I'd love that.
She's a talented practitioner, so this is a great way for her to showcase this whole human design, which is great. So thanks for coming on.
No, great. It's my pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you.
So, Cindy, tell us about how people can get in contact with you and, you know, if you have anything that's sort of ongoing or not, and, you know, your website information and anything else that you'd like to add, you know, here for the next number of minutes.
Sure. My website, and actually I don't have a human design page on it yet. The fastest way to find me for that is Google Human Design Specialists, and you will see a page come up that is humandesignforeveryone.com/human_design_specialists, and it's a list of all human design specialists that have been trained by Karen Curry, and I'm on that page, and there's a lot more about me when you click on my picture. And actually, my website is yourbonaccord.com. I also have yourbonaccord on Facebook, Pinterest. And the link to make an appointment with me is also on the Human Design Specialist page.
Okay.
I'm working on getting it on my other...
Yeah, I'm just going to give people, her website is Your Bon Accord, so that's Your, BONACCORD.com, so YourBonAccord.com. That sounds like it's probably the easiest way just to get in contact with you, because they will have heard this podcast, and then they can get in touch with you. And if this human design, I think it's a fantastic addition for everyone. Find out exactly where do you stand, you know, what is your strengths. And then it just makes that communication, like you were saying, so much easier and not so much a misunderstanding, and, you know, bringing those relationships, you know, strong. You know, I guess if it's family or your spouse or, you know, it really helps strengthen any type of a relationship that you're dealing with.
And it's great also in understanding your children, because oftentimes each child is different. And, you know, how many times people have said, oh, this one's not anything like the other one.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, then how to nurture each different type of child. A manifestor child can be very headstrong, and so helping them create a win-win situation in their life is very important. Projector children can often feel very misunderstood, be frustrated, because projectors have a lot of wisdom to share with the world, and they can get very upset when they feel like they're being ignored or not heard, for example.
That is so true. That is so true. It just makes me laugh. it's such a good confirmation, because then it just it again, it's just a really good confirmation. You feel like you're not going insane, and so it kind of puts things into perspective. So
yes,
thank you. Very, very interesting. Interesting.
You're very
stuff.
Welcome. I am so fascinated, and I'm still continuing my studies in this, and but I love it. I love the people that are like, oh, I had no idea, and I've been living my life all wrong. Or, for example, when I look at my husband, he intuitively seemed to know that he needed the invitation for the next big thing. And it was like, wow, this is how he went from one job to the next. And even the way he entered into our relationship and marriage, I actually ended up doing the inviting.
Mm.
And I didn't even realize how important it was at the time.
Mm-hmm. Wow, essential. Wouldn't this be great to have it in the school system?
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, in the ideal world, of course. But boy, what a great head start in life.
Oh, I agree.
Well, that's great, Cindy. Thank you so much. Any words that, last words or anything you want to pass on to everyone here that's listening or at a later date?
You are a unique human being, and you have a gift to share with the world. By learning your human design, you can start unlocking the keys to the gift that you are and fall deeply in love with yourself and with what you are here to be and do.
Beautiful. Thank you, Cindy.
Nicely put. Thank you, Cindy.
Oh, it's such a pleasure. It gets me so excited.
So rewarding. Rewarding work, that's for sure.
Yes.
Rewarding passion. It's not even work, it's passion.
Agreed.
Great. So everybody, I'm just going to mention your website again. So www, of course, your Bon Accord, BonAccord.com. Get a hold of Cindy and get your charts read. Great stuff. Thank you, Cindy, and everybody for coming on. I'm going to have a recording on my website, which is whisperingenergetic.ca, whisperingenergetic.ca. And when you come on board to my website, a little pop-up comes on, and you can instantly book your own chakra energy scan, a 20-minute complimentary scan where I check into your chakras and give you the information that I intuit. It might make sense, it may not make sense, but I'm going to tell you exactly what I see. So you can book that directly on the calendar. So again, thanks everybody, and I'll have this posted shortly. And of course, it's going to be on TalkShoe as well as an archive. So talk to you later, and we'll talk to you soon, Cindy.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye, everybody. Bye.